Well, here's the Colonel, aka Phil Mustard, Gloucester captain. That was a day of attacking cricket, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think, well, yeah, I wouldn't say we were too attacking, but it's probably the wrong word. I think it's a quick outfield, and you always look, 300 in a day, roughly, you think, well, in 2.5 sessions, 300. But when you got a decent wicket, when the ball's gone a bit soft in a quick outfield, it's hard to stop it. Even if you've got men out and men saving, it's quick. And that's probably where you've got the attacking side of it from. We've had a couple of slips in most of the day. We've had a cover in. We've had mid-wicket in. So we haven't really been too attacking. But the way Worcester have pulled out, they want to go for an attacking game. And I think it happened last year, I think Gloucester pulled out last year and then chased down whatever it was. So I think the way Worcester's played their cricket this year, they back themselves to chase down any total. So we've got the dilemma tomorrow of how long do we bat for, how are we gonna win the game. But it's all going to come down the first 2 hours of tomorrow. If we can get through the first 2 hours of the new ball unscathed, then we can start thinking, right, can we bowl them out? What's a good total on here? Because this is a quick ground, and once you get past 30 overs, the ball goes quite soft as well. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting day's cricket tomorrow, and hopefully the weather keeps off, because I think it could be an interesting game of cricket. So
Jack started with a flurry of boundaries this morning. You had 4 wickets by shortly after lunch. At that point, you had the control, but the Rhodes and Cox stand wrestled it back, and that's how it is at Cheltenham, isn't it?
Yeah, and we were just talking there before I came to have a chat to you. Was wickets come in clumps here, so you might get 1, 2, or 3 pretty quick, and then they get a partnership, and then you might get another couple, then they get another big partnership, and then you might get one, then you might get another. So that's just the way cricket is across the board. If you've got a partnership, to the outside it looks like it's a flat deck and you're bowling very well and do whatever, it makes it look a stupid game. But once you get one wicket, then the new batter comes in, he's a little bit under the pump, and he's not sure where his off stump is, then you can get another wicket, and then all of a sudden the next guy's in. So that's just the nature of the beast, and that's the nature of the cricket, and that's basically how we have to. Like today was a great example. We got 4 wickets, we had a big partnership, and then we got 4 at the end. It's like cricket's a funny old game, and that's how it all works.
The clatter at the end, Kieran had 3 of those. You've been talking earlier about him being underrated, not by you.
I'm a big believer of, if you've got someone like a Kieran or a Benny Howell or one of them in your team, you are a stronger team. And that's the way I like to set my team up, because that's what I've been brought up on, and that's the way I like to set my team up, because it gives you control from one end, and then the seamers can attack from the other end. And the best thing about it, you can bowl you 9 or 10 overs off the bounce and go away and come back, give you another 9 or 10, go away, come back, and that's what you want. And if you can keep it tight at one end, then if one of your big boys keep it tight at the other end, then you're in a great position. And Kieran's been, I think he's been fantastic since he's been inside. So hopefully we can carry on. He deserved the wicket, because he was very unlucky a few games before, and I think I'm really, really pleased for the way he's gone about his business. He comes in, he does his job, what we ask him to do, and I'm really, really pleased that he got 4 wickets. I'm really pleased that he really deserves it.
Just lastly, is the pitch flattening out, or is there still a little bit there?
Yeah, there's still a little bit there. You've got a little bit of swing with the new ball, and you've got a little bit of nip with the new ball, but once you get past probably 30-35 overs-ish, then the ball gets soft, then it gets a little bit easier. But then that's where you've got to keep it tight, and then you've got to tap with the new ball again. So you're playing the game in the first 35 overs, then you've got to try and keep it tight for 35 overs, roughly 40 overs. If you can pick 1 or 2 wickets up in that, then you can attack again with a new ball, and that was going to be the idea tonight. but obviously they pulled out. But I don't think it would have... I can't imagine it took too long with a new ball to get that other wicket. So I wasn't surprised when they pulled out, but they were just wasting time.
You set up a game at Sussex with Ben Brown. You hope here that the weather doesn't mean you have to have another conversation, because naturally it's going to evolve into a good game, this.
Yeah, naturally it's going to evolve in a very good game. But if we have one bad day of rain, I think the game's near enough done and dusted. I can't imagine ourselves giving them something to chase on the last day, because the wicket is not favourable to the bowlers. If you get through 30 over, then you can really tag, and it's a quick outfield. So the thing that you look at and the thing that you observe, and I can't imagine us thinking of setting up a game. We've got leaving off our full back points. We've got ourselves in a great position now. I would hate to lose that on the last day. And that's off the top of my head right now. It's not something I'll be thinking about.